The Drinks Are on Steve by Anon E. House. Read by Rose. So, you can't get drunk? Howard asked.
I don't think so, Steve replied. I still like the taste, but I don't seem to be affected by it.
He shrugged.
It's handy.
It's sad, my friend. Howard patted Steve on the arm. He was at the mellow, love-the-world stage of an evening out with the Howling Commandos. He wasn't allowed to play blackjack with them after they discovered that he instinctively recalled everything that had been dealt, and figured the odds as they went along. So he was sitting this hand out, at a table in the corner, waiting for them to go back to poker, where bluffing was more important than math.
Everyone needs to get a little pie-eyed once in a while.
Steve grinned at him.
Well, someone also needs to be sober enough to drive the Jeep back to the barracks. So it works out.
Hey, drunk or sober, I can drive or fly anything.
Howard leaned closer to Steve.
Now I'm curious, why can't you get drunk?
Steve shrugged and drank his beer.
I guess I digest it too quickly.
No. See here, that's not possible.
Howard's whiskey glass was in the way. He gulped it down and put it to one side, where it fell to the floor. No one noticed the small crash in the general cheerful noise.
The primary decay product of ethyl alcohol is poisonous, so if too much builds up, you'd be really, really sick, and probably die. And you haven't, so it's not that. Mostly, we metabolize 13 milliliters of alcohol per hour in a zero-order reaction.
Okay,
Steve said agreeably, patting Howard on the back.
Maybe I digest it differently.
Uh-huh. Maybe, or... Hey, if you're rum-dum, then you produce more alcohol than dehydrogenase stuff, and can metabolize up to 38 milliliters per hour.
I think you've had enough, Howard.
Steve sounded amused, even as he picked up the half-empty bottle of whiskey.
I'm thinking here.
Howard shook his head.
No, can't be that either, because then you'd be producing too much NADH. That's a long bunch of words, and that would make you fat and hypoglycemic.
Howard paused, pleased that he'd got the hypoglycemic out properly.
Well, maybe if I did drink a lot, Howard.
Steve poured the whiskey into his empty beer glass and drank it. Mainly to keep it away from Howard.
I'm pretty sure whatever you're talking about requires some serious long-term drinking.
Got me an answer. There's an answer for everything.
Howard reached for the bottle, miscalculated, and wound up plastered against Steve's chest, hanging onto his uniform shirt.
Wow, big khaki wall here. When did they redecorate?
Steve laughed.
I think you're looking through whiskey-colored glasses.
Huh. Hang on a moment.
Howard began unbuttoning Steve's shirt.
Howard, I'm not a dame. How drunk are you?
Steve made a half-hearted attempt to stop him. While he couldn't get drunk, there was a sort of group drunk going on in the tavern, so it seemed rude to act sober. Howard batted Steve's hands away.
I'm just verifying an hypo idea. You smell like whiskey.
Howard, everyone here smells like whiskey. The tables and chairs and ceiling smell like whiskey.
Howard got Steve's shirt open and tugged down the white undershirt, baring a few inches of collarbone.
don't stand in the way of the scientific process.
Steve sighed and rolled his eyes.
Fine.
Howard leaned closer and licked Steve's chest.
Oh!
Steve yelped and fell backward, landing on the sawdust-strewn floor with Howard on top of him.
Howard!
Eureka! You sweat whiskey. Howard got up and waved around the room. Steve sweats booze.
Steve covered his face with both hands.
I am never going drinking with a Stark again.
The end. Thanks for listening.